311. Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Oh my goodness, I hope your year has been going well so far. This is the second program for 2021. We hope that you had a good ringing in of the year. There have been a number of unforeseen happenings in Barbados, but we trust and pray that you have been keeping yourself well. I'm Krista J. Paul, and of course, we have the Barbados Fire Service. We have a full house today, a full house today, six officers right here. And, you know, we have some news and we have some happenings within the Barbados Fire Service. So I'm going to first of all say Happy New Year to those who have not seen before. So Happy New Year to you, to the Barbados Fire Service.
And a Happy New Year to you also.
Oh, man. Okay. So in the house, we have, let me introduce firstly our first-time guest officers. I don't know if I should put it that way. But we have new sub-officer, Andrea Williams. And I'm just giving the preliminary introduction. I'm going to ask the senior fire and life safety officer, Natasha Ford. Yes, now senior fire and life safety officer. You now have to plug that in and plug it in well. Congratulations to you, Officer Ford.
Thank you. I realize there's no confidentiality between my
units. Yes. No, not at all. We're all family. But I'm just doing the preliminary introductions, and we also have IT, is it technician?
Yes.
IT technician, Jamal Patrick, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And Fire and Life Safety Officer, Andrea Wharton.
Yes, please. Thanks again.
And Fire and Life Safety Officers, Jason Collins and Kevin Sobers. All right. Now, it's so good to be able to see all six of you. Of course, those of you listening on air, you can always check out the video on VOB's Facebook page. We've been posting our video recordings on VOB 92.9 FM's Facebook page every Sunday right after the program. You're going to see it. So you can watch it there and see what's happening, okay? Now, as I said, congratulations to you, senior. Yes, I have to say it again. Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford.
Thank you.
What a great way to start 2021. God is good. God is good. All right. So today we're going to be doing a few things. And as I said, I just did a preliminary introduction. And I'm going to ask you now to just tell us a little more about the those who are new to the team, Officer Williams and Officer Patrick.
Right, so new to the team are Sub-Officer Andrea Williams, and her title is now Fire and Life Safety Inspectorate Supervisor.
Wow.
You think that other person is here against that? You sure he's still doing right? So, now in charge, she's the one in charge of the unit. And first, as we say, it's a woman's world. We look forward to welcoming her. We know that she's been out there working otherwise. When you hear her, things happening at St. John's. She would also be one of these persons behind the scenes. You know how long I have been trying to get her on this program, but we can get her all this, so we thought the team is bringing her as well, you know?
Well, 2021 is a new thing, new year.
It is true. So we look forward to them being welcoming her. It's not the first time for female in this position. We had Officer Graves before Juanita Graves. And she left a plate or shoes to be filled. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that when it comes to Sub-Officer Williams, that she will fill those shoes and above. So we might probably go look for a bigger shoe.
Wow, all right then, there you go.
But I said, I've had Bishop on the show before talking about the things that they were done in the community. It is not that Barbados Fire Service just responds to fires. We help them, but remember we had an initiative where they give hampers back to the choir victims.
Yes.
But she was one of the reasons behind that. So I'm not trying to teach her to see what she was bringing to representation and what we can go from here, continuing to try and continue to realize our mandate within the unit. So
wonderful. I said, wonderful, wonderful. And Officer Williams, how long have you been in the service?
I have been here since 1991, the 1st of August. So this is approximately over 29 years. August started 30 years from me.
Wow, just about 30 years. Oh my goodness. I'm sure you have lots of stories to tell. Well, all right. Well, welcome. And Officer Patrick, I don't know if Officer Ford could just give us a little.
All right. So Officer Patrick is a stranger to me. I can't really see him much of him. I can't really give accolades for him, other than he was and he's a Johnny Bravo, chest always up in the air, proud of her, what a fire officer is supposed to look like. Unfortunately, he's not attached to the fire prevention and code enforcement unit, he is attached to IT. So in terms of what we'll be setting up for us to do 311, really assured, making sure that the database and everything organizational-wise, it's working and ready. He's the one of the other persons that we will be calling on to ensure that we can get our information out there to the wider community. So, I will have to let one of the others that probably with him, which is Warton, so hang on, I'm putting him on the spot, to talk about his space, what I've spent, how many months of recruiting with him. For me, just seeing him going, and I always look at him as like, where does Johnny Bravo come from? Just always up in the air. You know, pleasant personality, smile on your face. They're looking at him and trying to get these things.
Oh my word.
That's what he always gets the job done. So that's what we want.
That's good. Officer Wharton, you're going to, or should I?
Continue.
All right. Especially after that Johnny Bravo statement, right?
I guess that's between two of them.
Well, Officer Patrick, good day to you. So how long have you been in the service?
Well, I'm going 3 years now in February. I spent a short time working at the airport fire station. And the last 2 years I spent working at Bridgeton Fire Station, but now I'll be working in the IT department. I'll be junior underneath leading by officer. So I want my skills will be able to help provide service as much as possible.
All right, so 3 years. 3 years so far in the service. And so how has it been so far for you?
It's been an interesting journey so far. I think I had days of all the different types of responses that we get in Barbados. I always try to put the best foot forward, and it has been a good experience up to now.
Good experience so far. All right. Wonderful. Well, we'll see what 2021 holds as well. I know that there are different plans, well, that would have probably been derailed or delayed or postponed in some way because of COVID in 2020. And 2021, everybody is just kind of like wait and see what happens kind of thing. But we of course wish Barbados Fire Service all the best. And we know that there is a lot in store this year for you. And when you start off the year as Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer, then we know that there are more things in store for the year. Yeah. So, it's love. It's all love. Oh my goodness. Yes, so you just wanted to really introduce the team, but Officer Wharton, you've been with us, I think, once before?
Yes, please.
All right. So just to refresh the memories of those listening, how long have you been in the service, and what's your experience like so far?
I was in the service February, would be 3 years. Same as Pop Trip over there. And for me, the journey so far was quite interesting. Saw it all. Did it all. And
heard it all.
But the angle, it was a good journey.
All right. That's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right. Well, you know what? Introductions all around. And we know that you also had some new recruits. Officer Collins would have told us about the recruits recently. 23 of them?
All right. So, 23. 20 males and 3 females who have joined the Right City Barbados Fire Service. Their sermon, I think it was the 16th of December. 16th of December was their presentation sermon. They closed the sermon.
All right.
So on the shift side.
Okay, congratulations. All right, well, if I may ask, and if you can divulge some information, what are some of the things that the Barbados Fire Service has in store for 2021 that you are able to share with us?
It cannot be business as usual in terms of how the way we would have carried over our duties. Even I can speak from a fire prevention perspective thus far. We are still in the process of how we are going to do things slightly different because of the whole COVID and so on. So certain protocols will have to be either changed or heightened to an extent. We have already had protocols in place as it relates to COVID, but we obviously will have to alter some of them based on the new developments and so on that we have encountered thus far for the year. So we are currently still in the working on the process of how we're going to carry out stuff in relation to those who are going to be in terms of fire certificates and inspections and that kind of stuff. We are still in discussions of how we are going to, as a unit, how we're going to go about dealing with processing the certificates and in terms of persons collecting and whatever happened. So that is where we are. We don't have all the details fully yet because, as I said, we're still within. It's still a thought process and a work in progress, so to speak, at this point. But definitely, we're going to have to make some changes because we can't do things as we were in terms of the amount of face-to-face and interaction that we would have been doing with the public, which is a bit unfortunate, but it is what it is based on the situation that we've been faced with for 2021 as it has started.
But that is not to say that we're not going to continue our services to the public. It just means that we're finding an alternative way of carrying out those same services and to ensure that we do it in a manner which is cautious both for the officers as well as the clients and those out there that we try to protect. So at the end of the day, as we like to say here, dead rescuer or a rescuer who's not in service is no help to anyone. So we have to look out, as we say, self first, foreigner, then others. So in order for us to carry out our jobs effectively, we must change the way that we were operating before. There would have been some relaxation in protocols, but of course with the numbers that we've seen recently, there has been a tightening of those. We have to go back to what was implemented before. We're looking at ways in which we can still continue the educational part of training, but without, as we say, the face-to-face. So we're going to be relying a lot more on technology, so hence why we bring in Patrick in early. We're just going forward from there. We'll just take it. We're not going to speak on policy at this point in time, but in terms of what the administration of the fire service will bring as we get more details.